Good morning. Thank you for calling our Star Fiverr. This is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
You're talking to John Bodie.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Bodie. How can I help you? How are you today?
upset. Look, they came to the house here to hook me up with ArtStop. That was on Wednesday. And two guys came and they got most of the job done. And then the one guy got called away. Then the other guy got called away, and they sent two other guys to finish the job up. Well, they finished the job up. Everything worked, right? And for about 15 minutes after they left, everything's down. My telephone is down. My alarm system is down. TVs are down. There's a hole drilled in the side of the house that wasn't plugged, and the conduit's not plugged, hasn't been plugged up. Plus, nobody buried the cable yet. So I'm telling you, I'm very, very, very upset. I've called. This is probably my third call. You guys are supposed to call me back the first time. They never did. It's got the point now I can't use my cell phone. I'm using my daughter's cell phone because it screwed up my too many calls. I don't know. It's magic stuff.
Okay.
So I need some help. And like I told the girl yesterday, I want somebody here to fix this. Otherwise, they can back out everything that's in here now, and I'll go back to Spectrum.
I do
understand. That's how upset I am.
I completely understand, Mr. Bodie, and I do apologize for everything that you're experiencing right now. Let me look up your account and see what has been done and to see if there's already somebody scheduled to go and fix that for you. Can you please verify for me your last name?
First is John, J-O-H-N. Last is Bodie, B-O-D-E.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And then can you verify for me the address of service?
25 M. Lock Lane, Saugerties, New York.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Let me take a look because it does look like there's a trouble ticket already open for you. Let me see what's going on with that.
Could you hold on a minute till I adjust this phone up? I can barely hear you.
Oh, yes, yes. No worries.
Okay, I'm on speakerphone now.
Okay, perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I can. Perfectly. Thank you so much. So I'm taking a look at the, what have they done? Let me see. Call number 11, I'm asking. Call back. Let's see. All right. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, so it looks like somebody tried to contact you, and I guess they couldn't get in contact with you because your phones are still down. You said correct?
Well, yeah. Now they are. They're all down. Even, like I said, I'm using my daughter's cell phone now.
Okay. And is it okay, just in case we get disconnected, the phone to call you back to this number, the 845-616-4148?
Yes, that's a good number for a short period of time because they're headed off to the hospital.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, let me see what I can do. Okay, so there's a ticket open. Let me reach out to Nick. He was working on your account just to see if he just wants to do so much troubleshooting with you over the phone, or if I can just schedule someone to
No,
come over.
I need somebody to come over. As a matter of fact, I want the hole in the house fixed, and it's a very small hole, but I don't want it there. And I want the conduit plugged. So there's more work to be done here.
Yes. Okay, so let me see when is the next time that we can go ahead and fix that for you. I'll put you on the schedule. Let me see. Today's the 5th. Okay, let me see. Looks like there's would you be home today by 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock this morning? Yes, I'll be home.
Okay, so let me just double check just to make sure that we can make that time for you today, because it's almost half an hour to the 10 o'clock. Is it okay if I can put you on a brief hold, please?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment, please.